2323.
Ed Kieser says it's going to be cloudy much of the day, but then we'll see a little sun coming in maybe this afternoon, and should be a beautiful weekend. He'll have details on the forecast in 5 minutes. And then, as I mentioned, at 7:50 this morning, we'll open the phone lines and you can talk to Ed. But right now, it's AM 580 News. Here's Jeff Bossert.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. The president of Champaign School Board says it's very clear that Unit 4 is meeting the obligations of its consent decree, but he says any remaining work needs to be accelerated. Dave Tomlinson, school district officials, and an attorney representing plaintiffs met with a federal judge for an update on the status of the case Wednesday. The two sides are trying to address disparities between black and white students before the consent decree expires next June. The five-hour hearing looked at areas like diversity in hiring, discipline, and attendance. Items the two sides agree are showing progress, but Tomlinson says one that needs some work is special education and identifying what students need the extra help. And he says that's one area that will be continually addressed.
Not just in the next year, but those that need to continue will continue. And that we institutionalize from the top to the bottom of the district the mindset that we're going to meet the needs of every child. And I believe we have that mindset. I believe we are continuing to grow that mindset in the areas it needs to improve, and we're on the right track.
Plaintiff's attorney Carol Ashley says another concern is alternative education and quickly finding a new facility to educate students with severe behavioral problems. Unit 4 announced last week that Columbia Center was closing at the end of the semester amid problems with academics, attendance, and discipline. Ashley and Tomlinson both say Judge Joe Billy McDade used Wednesday's hearing to reiterate that the two sides should be working faster and accomplishing more. In a news release from Unit 4 official, Superintendent Arthur Culver called the goals of the consent decree daunting, but saying staff has embraced the challenge. The release made reference to agreements in other areas like academic achievement, curriculum, and the ability to produce data relevant to improving academic outcomes. Illinois Governor Rob Blagojevich is being criticized for attempting to bar state officials from accepting contributions from state and local government employees. Cindy Canary of the Illinois Campaign for Political Reform claims the governor used his mandatory veto powers to rewrite what she calls a good, clean, basic bill. Senate Bill 2190 required groups promoting ballot issues must disclose their campaign finances once they raise or spend $3,000. To that bill, Blagojevich added that state officials cannot take campaign money from any state or local government employee. Republican State Senator Larry Bomke of Springfield said a ban on contributions to those holding or seeking statewide office may be proper since they have the power to hire workers. However, he said it makes no sense to forbid government workers from giving to legislators. Every 4 years, two Republicans from each state convene to craft the party's platform. From the Republican National Convention in St. Paul, Amanda Vinicky spoke with one of the Illinois delegates on this year's platform committee.
State Representative Joanne Osmond of Antioch was on the platform committee. She says its work matters.
So that President McCain, soon to be President McCain, would have a platform that he can, you know, follow that was the Republican wishes.
Osmond says she was most concerned with giving direction to GOP leaders on abortion issues.
I am pro-life, and I think that there was such a majority of pro-life people in there that, you know, we really wanted to make it clear as to how we believe in the babies need to be safe. And I think we did that in the platform.
Osmond says another focus was government-backed universal health care and how it's not the way the GOP platform crafters want the country to go. From the Republican National Convention, I'm Amanda Vinicky.
Meanwhile, Chicago Mayor Richard Daley lashed out at Republicans yesterday for using the phrase Chicago machine politics against Democratic presidential nominee Barack Obama. Tony Arnold has that story.
It started when former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani used his speech at the Republican National Convention to ridicule Obama's biography.
He worked as a community organizer. He immersed himself in Chicago machine politics.
Daley, whose career grew within Chicago's Democratic Party, had this reaction.
I don't know where we get this. I mean, this idea that there's a big Democratic machine going on. You know, Chicago and the metropolitan area is very Democratic, and the state is. There's this machine. I thought it was laughable.
Daley says conventions are designed for party leaders to attack politicians on the other side of the aisle. He also says Obama is as experienced as anyone else and has qualities similar to those of former President Franklin Roosevelt. I'm Tony Arnold.
Our next report is at next report of AM 580 News is at 8:30 with headlines at 8:06. I'm Jeff Bossert.
This morning's weather forecast is made possible with support from your locally owned Central Illinois IGA supermarkets, including your Jerry's IGA stores on Kirby Avenue in Champaign, in Sullivan, and Maggio's IGA in Tolono. Hometown proud and encouraging you to join them in supporting public radio.
It's 7:35, and meteorologist Ed Kieser joins us for another in-depth look at weather. Morning, Ed.
Good morning.
Yeah, in about 15 minutes, we'll open up the phone lines, and if anybody needs a custom forecast for the weekend, or into next week, early next week, they can call in and get it from you. I ran into somebody who you might have met. I don't know. John of Todd and John's, his brother has been in town. I ran into him by chance last night.
Well, he has two brothers.
Seattle. Well, the one from Seattle.
I think there's two from out that way. Well, I think. I've met them. Yeah. Well, welcome back to town.
Right on. He's going to be riding his motorcycle back, I guess, next week. So maybe you give a forecast from here to Seattle for him.
Oh, that'll take some time. That's a long